It's a good show.
In a world where every conversation is about what movie or TV show you've just seen, one comedian doing his own voiceover for his own podcast due to monetary restrictions got tired of pretending he's seen The Wire in conversations at parties. This is Never Seen It. Comedians rewriting famous movies and TV shows they've never seen. I'm Kyle Ayers. Hey everybody, this is Never Seen It. I'm your host, Kyle Ayers. This is the podcast where comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and we read them for you here. I do want to let everyone know up top, if you like the show and you're interested in more show more than once a week, we have a Patreon page now at patreon.com/neverseenit. We're going to be releasing a new episode there every week, or a new, like, maybe episodes of Faking a Murderer, which we had one of on here. You can get the rest of that series, some videos of live shows, other episodes of the show, things like that. We appreciate it. It's patreon.com/neverseenit. But today we're here in studio with Caleb Sinan. Caleb, how's it going?
It's going good. I'm happy to be here, Kyle.
Caleb, we've all been talking for 15 minutes, and it's weird to do it up top. It's
oh, hard man.
To just, we're also,
yeah, that Patreon shit was boring.
Thanks, thank you, Dave Ross, host of a podcast that's also on Patreon.
Patreon.com/suicidebuddies.
Chapo Trap House. You can find Dave on Chapo Trap House.
Yes, that's right. You can find me on Patreon.com/Roseanne.
We're joined by Babs Irwin as well. Babs, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Did that, does it?
It's perfect.
Okay, it was good. Very kind and nice.
It was very kind.
Was like, I want my voice to sound like how it sounds on Radiolab or something, you know?
Are you on Radiolab a lot?
You are?
No, that's my favorite podcast, so I want my voice to sound nice and nice.
Wow, thanks a lot.
What are some other podcasts we can plug up here early on in mine?
I also like This American Life. Mm-hmm.
So check those ones
out.
They need
my
people.
Podcast, is what you're saying.
Oh, no, I hate comedy podcasts.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's comedians talking.
This one's going to be fun for you then, because I read it. It's not that funny. So today, Caleb rewrote Top Gun. We
That's
went through
so
a list.
Crazy.
You've never seen Top Gun.
I don't even know.
You know what that is? How old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah. I feel like, and you're what, Kyle?
29.
29. Yeah, I'm 35. When I was like 8 or 9, I watched that movie basically every day.
Congratulations, Babs, on not being grilled on her age.
No, you're not supposed to ask me, though.
Oh, why didn't I ask you? Yeah, maybe
sexism.
That's why.
Yep.
Sexism.
Yeah, we don't even have to dive in it. It's just sexism. Yeah. We got it unpacked.
Oh, you know why? I guess it's because it was sexism. Yes, it was. Well, because like,
did you need Caleb saying that to bounce off the wall and get back to you before you realized it?
I don't know, man. Look, it's hard to admit you're sexist, and I'm glad I came on this podcast today.
All right.
Hell yeah, dude.
No, it was because I was thinking about being like a 9-year-old boy, specifically, right. And I would like my friends who were boys. We probably because our dads were like, watch this movie.
Yeah.
I had like a bunch of 9-year-old boyfriends, and we would watch that movie all the time.
Hell yeah, dude.
There you go.
But I don't know.
So that's why it doesn't matter what age Babs is.
I feel like Caleb should defend me or something. Shouldn't you like?
No, I'm sexist.
Beat
too.
Up Dave now.
Babs, have you seen Top Gun?
I'm saying I'm not sexist. Our dads were. Yeah. And the world is.
Yeah. All of our male idols were sexist.
Can I be honest, though? I have not seen Top Gun either.
Well, what the fuck?
I really wanted him to do Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah.
That was like, if we're talking about like what you watched when you were young, like that was it for me.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
I haven't seen that either.
My mom was like, you can't watch this.
All of our moms were like, all of me and my girlfriend's moms were like, you can't watch this. So this Top Gun's like, what's your preconceived notions going into Top Gun?
I know Tom Cruise is in it.
Sure.
And that's about it.
what if he was like, no, Tom Cruise is not in this?
I honestly, I didn't even Wikipedia it or anything because I wanted to know as nothing as I could.
Yeah, but you did electroshock therapy to try and forget what you knew about it.
Yeah, so I know nothing, and I know it's Tom Cruise, and I know as much about Jack Reacher. I don't know anything about that one either. I know it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah. A lot of the movies he's in, the names of the movies sound like someone forgot his name.
Who's your favorite actor? Oh, that what's his name? Jack Reacher.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. That Top Cruise.
that Tom Cruise Possible. Yeah. Wasn't he in Kim Possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
All right,
I think his name's Tom Cruise 3.
All I know is I think I've seen a meme where there was some shirtlessness in volleyball.
We've had a lot of scripts
but
based on
I know
GIFs
it's not about
memes.
Volleyball. It wouldn't be called Top Gun if it was a volleyball movie.
There was a significant amount of volleyball in it,
right.
though.
Well, but that's about it. That's all I've got so
all right.
far.
It's got everyone's parts here at the top.
Great.
We'll let everyone know who we're playing. Caleb, since you wrote it, you'll be doing the stage directions.
Stage directions. All right.
Dave, who you be playing?
I'm playing General and Army Men.
All right.
This is so funny.
I'm playing Army Men, Ronald Reagan, and then, of course, I'll be playing Will Smith.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, Caleb, I think you have an additional part in yours, is right?
Yes, I am stage directions and George Bush.
And I'll be Tom Cruise.
George Bush.
Army Men and Jimmy Carter.
Why are there so many presidents in this?
Yeah, what the
Well,
fuck?
It's not Second Gun.
We're really burying the in the lead.
Please tell me.
No, that's exactly how you say it, and
burying
you had it all
perfect.
You guys
lead.
Are burying it inside of the lead.
Yeah.
Or see a spoiler. All right. Interior. This movie takes place inside. Interior. The army. I don't know if that's what
I think
the
person never put a question mark
in the
location.
Yeah, it says interior
location.
The army?
I think the army. Daytime. That's when most of the army. All right. Tom Cruise walks into a big army building. There's flags and army men and manila folders that say top secret on them. It's the goddamn army, that's for sure. Tom Cruise walks to the army man break room and kicks in the door. Tom Cruise.
I'm fucking Tom Cruise!
A general with a general hat comes over to Tom Cruise. He's got a cigar in his mouth, and he's a grizzled man. He's been a general for 50 years, and he don't take guff from nobody, especially pretty boys like you.
Look here, I'm a general.
I wouldn't have introduced the character. I wouldn't have made us say what characters we were if I knew the first line everyone had was their name.
I also love that it's the army. I mean, like, even if you haven't seen the movie, you know it's about planes, right?
Yeah, it's the Air Force for sure.
All right.
Well, I didn't say top Air Force or top plane.
Lead back in.
Call it plane.
Give us it, especially pretty boys.
He's a general for 50 years, and he don't take guff from nobody, especially pretty boys like you.
Look here, I'm a general. I got a cigar, and I'm grizzled. I've been a general for 50 years, and I don't take guff from pretty boys like you.
Wow. I feel like I know a lot about your character already.
Shut up! There's more! And I don't care who the hell you are. This is the army. You can't say fuck. When you say fuck, we say hell hi.
The general and Tom Cruise stare at each other for a beat and then both burst out laughing.
Okay. I think I'm going to like it here.
The general and Tom Cruise do a cool, very loud handshake, and the camera zooms in on their gigantic, veiny biceps.
Welcome to the danger zone, bitch.
All right, exterior. We're outside now. On the beach, daytime. Tom Cruise and Kenny Loggins are walking down the beach. They're shirtless. They got hairy chests. They don't have erections, but everybody else does. Even babies. That's right, these dudes are hot. Anyway, there's a bunch of army men around.
It's the first time that's ever been appropriate for the directions to say, anyways.
Anyway, there's a bunch of army men around, and the general's there, too. Something's going on. Let's go see.
Listen up, ladies. That's right. I called you ladies. It's the 80s, and sexism isn't wrong for another 30 years.
The men cheer.
So check this out. So check this out. There's almost no federal oversight around here. The president is either Reagan, Bush, or Jimmy Carter, I think. Anyway, I get to do what I want, see? So whoever wins this volleyball game gets a weekend pass. That means Coke. That means hookers. That means cold beer. A helicopter will pick you up and take you to Sandals, Jamaica for a spa treatment, including massage and tickets to a dogfight. Worth playing for?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Ooh, ooh,
this sounds like a challenge from CBS's show Survivor.
Ooh, I love Survivor.
Sex.
Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and George Bush all walk over to the general.
Well, General, I think I speak for the group here when I say that everything you just proposed is illegal.
The general sighs a big sigh. He's dejected.
All right, whoever wins gets to be Top Gun.
The army men start talking amongst themselves.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's the title of the movie, so that makes sense. Yeah, cool, totally. Yeah. Survivor.
The game begins. It's montage time, baby. Sweaty guys, spiking balls, slapping ass, chest bumping, and the red, white, and blue. Lots of noises happening here. Real masculine, sporty American noises for a good while.
Oh, woo!
Stop them once you introduce them.
Yeah.
Yeah, America.
All right. And then Kenny Loggins leans over to Jimmy Carter to whisper something in his ear.
I forgot. Do we not assign Kenny? Kenny Loggins?
I'll just be Kenny. Hey, more like power bottom gun, huh?
I don't get it.
George Bush takes off his shirt and does a cannonball into the ocean. How am I still alive?
We specifically... Multiple people while signing roles said, Caleb does a really good southern accent. Let's assign George Bush to him.
How am I still alive?
Who's so George Bush? I never think being George Bush is crazy. Wait.
I don't know how I'm still alive.
You do a good George Bush.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
Everyone talked about it.
Oh, yeah?
Just pretty much me and Brian.
I'm known to do a good George Bush.
Yeah. All right.
All right, here's my George Bush.
Dude, George Bush takes off his shirt again.
How am I still alive?
Yeah! All
right. I'm George Bush. I was president.
I think that's more Bill Clinton-y.
No,
but...
No. No, it's funny. All right. Now it's time for the decisive final play of the game. Kenny Loggins serves the ball, and Tom Cruise dives for it. He's leaping through the air in slow motion when a jet flies by and shoots the volleyball into smithereens instantaneously. The pilot lands his jet on the beach and takes off his helmet to reveal that he is Will Smith.
Welcome to the danger zone, bitch.
That was a great Will Smith.
Yeah, we stopped.
Welcome to the danger zone, bitch.
Hey, it's me, Will Smith. Welcome to the danger zone, a bitch.
Welcome to Earth.
That's a good scene.
Yeah, that was so funny, but it's so crazy to me that you didn't know it was Planes, especially since you knew that it was the song Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
Well, there's a lot of dangerous zones.
Yeah, but one of them is the sky.
But anytime you could have seen Danger Zone associated with Top Gun, it was literally with a plane flying off of an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he has, like, the big aviator zone and everything, right?
Have you not seen this movie?
Yeah, you idiot.
You flubbed a lot of the details, you dumbass.
This podcast is called You're an Idiot.
On patreon.com/ you're an idiot. I thought it was great.
So yeah, it's planes?
Great. Yeah. What is so okay? So you've never are you a Tom Cruise fan?
Oh, I love him. I just never saw. I haven't seen Cocktail either.
I haven't seen Cocktail.
Yeah.
So you're literally just like, I like his later work. I don't want to see what got him here.
I guess. I mean, I've seen some of the old ones. I've seen The Outsiders. You guys seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that one.
Top Gun's pretty good. I have no idea if it would hold up.
Probably.
I have
not,
no
right?
idea if watching it for the first time at 26 would if you would even be able to get through it. I don't know if it's one of those movies. But maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's all right.
Isn't Val Kilmer in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays Iceman.
Yeah.
His name's Iceman?
Iceman, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And there's a lot of people in it. Michael Ironside is in it. And Anthony Edwards, who is in ER.
Wait, so what happens in Top Gun? Are they all trying to be the top pilot?
Yeah.
They kind of have it's sort of like archetypal relationships where he's like the cool, normal, good front man and like the sort of rogue guy and then the goose. You know, the third archetype.
Goose. Yeah, Top Gun is like they take like the plane they fly, there's a pilot and then a guy who sits behind him and does the other shit. I forget the name of that. Yeah. So there's pairs of two.
Co-pilot.
Cope, there you go. Thank you, Ben.
Wow, how did you know that term? How old are you?
Oh, weird. Yeah.
Wow.
Usually have to be at least 32. Yeah, so they pick like the best the sets of two from all the bases around the country, I think, and they go to a Top Gun school and they have to compete, and then whoever is the best gets Top Gun, and they all think it's going to be Iceman. because he's an asshole, but
he's like a cocky dude.
Yeah. And then his co-pilot, Maverick, is Tom Cruise's name.
Everyone's got a nickname?
Yeah.
And that's pretty
cool. Co-pilot's name is Goose, and Goose dies.
What?
And then they're like, what's going to happen? Yeah, and that's the movie, basically.
Oh, no. So is this real? They have Top Gun comics?
Well,
it's a scripted movie, but...
No, but I was like, is that based on an actual thing in the Army where they have, like, competitions?
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
But probably.
It's also definitely not the Army.
It's also still... Despite any changes that have happened in the past 45, 50 seconds, still not the Army.
Top Air Force.
Top Man.
Top Man.
Top Man.
Top
That's the Army.
What should it be? What?
Top Tank.
Top Gun is fine. Yeah, it could be called Top Gun. They have guns.
That's true. Best guy with a gun. Top Gun.
You know, the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is the Top Gun.
Well, if someone said, I got a gun, you would think they were talking about not a plane. You'd
That's
think
true.
They're talking about
no,
a gun.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So that's what made me believe.
I couldn't think of that outside of just like someone on the streets like, I have a gun. And you're like, well, that guy doesn't have a plane.
Yeah.
Just a man just has his gun. No way.
He must be in the Army.
Right. Yeah. Like, I must be in the Army, that man waving his gun at this mall.
Everything is perfectly fine.
Must be in the Army.
thank you for your service, sir.
Are you Tom? Maverick?
I do like that everyone has nicknames. That makes me want to watch it. That there's Goose and Iceman and Maverick. That
I
sounds
bet,
great.
Yeah. Knowing you, you may enjoy it if you watch it now.
Knowing me.
There's sex in it, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's sex. There's nice. Like a very, the volleyball scene is like
volleyball.
Very homoerotic.
It's very sexy, yeah.
And, yeah.
Tom Skerritt's in it.
Who's that? You know everyone in this movie.
I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, you looked at me like I was Tom Skerritt. Like Tom Skerritt's in it. Like I'd secretly been Tom Skerritt before I was Kyle the entire time. You know, Tom Skerritt's in it. Did I say too much? Yeah, it's
I don't
good.
Know
you give it a watch.
Okay.
Probably on VHS.
I'll watch it.
I don't know if it's a digital download.
Check out Top Gun, everybody.
So what's your or favorite don't. Tom Cruise movie?
I really like, love the Mission Impossibles a lot. Yeah. And I like Vanilla Sky. I liked that one.
I've
I thought
never
that was
seen
good.
It.
It's good. I liked it. It's all about dreams. So that's fun. It's like Inception. It kind of, well, not really at all. But
just the word dream?
Yeah, dreams are in it.
Yeah.
I like that one. I like Minority Report.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, I can't think of one
you
I've seen
Magnolia?
That I didn't like. I like Magnolia.
Yeah.
He's a real weird...
Yeah, I feel like it's a little maybe too accurate.
All right, we're going to do an improv. Yeah. We're going to do an on-the-fly game here. Everyone's going to take turns naming Tom Cruise movies. And then once you can't name a movie he was in, you're out, and we're going to see who lasts the longest, all right?
Oh, shit. We just named all of them.
I know. You can use any of the ones that he was an actor in. All right, so we'll start. Babs, you're first. You can even use Top Gun.
Top Gun.
All right.
Jack Reacher.
Okay.
Mission Impossible 1.
All right. I'm looking
You're
at it,
playing.
So I'm not going to play the game.
Day and Night.
Mission Impossible 2.
Magnolia.
It's technically it's Night and Day, but we'll give you that. That's fine.
Okay. Vanilla Sky.
A Few Good Men.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I like, yeah. Risky Business.
The Firm.
Cocktail.
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Oh, what's the one with the little kid? Can I ask for a hint?
Hint?
Show me the money. What is that one called?
I think you lost.
I don't.
No,
I won't tell you
okay
the title.
It's okay if I know it, though.
I won't tell you
like,
the title,
I know
but
it.
He played a character named Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
There you go.
Mission Impossible 3.
Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Dave's really going in not even doing the numbered ones.
Is there a Mission Impossible 5?
That would be Rogue Nation.
Yeah.
6. What's the one coming out right now?
Hanging from a Plane? What's that one? What's the one where he's hanging from a plane?
That's what it's called, actually.
Mission Impossible,
it's called
Hanging
it's
from
called
a Plane.
It's called Hanging Plane. All one word, Hanging Plane.
I can't remember anymore.
All right, Babs, you're out.
Babs, you lose.
All right, Caleb.
What?
We'll keep going.
Oh, I thought we were just waiting for one person to lose. Taps. That was a really old one he did.
Yep. Whoa.
Very old one.
Yeah, I might be out, which is weird because he has so many movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got nothing.
Ha ha.
One more, Caleb, for the win.
One more for the win. We got.
Nice.
Oh, that Othello remake?
What about Made in America?
Made in America?
Yeah, or American Made.
I think you might have made up American Made is the
American
movie.
Made.
That was the one I was trying to think of. There's so many billboards around town.
It's just another one where he's kind of doing the same stuff.
Yeah, where he like jumps off buildings and saves people and stuff.
What I just found out looking at this, did no one say Rain Man or like a movie like that?
Rain Man.
I mean, I wouldn't have thought of either, but I had to. There is a Top Gun Maverick movie coming out next year.
No.
A sequel to
is
Top Gun.
Is he in it?
He is playing Maverick.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old is he?
I think it says 102. Do you want this in Earth years or years where you send your soul to a volcano?
Well, if he's doing that, it's working. He looks good.
1962?
Damn.
So 55?
Wow.
He looks great.
Looks great.
He does look great.
Scientology, man.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's real.
Every time like a Keeps Mission Impossible young. Trailer or something like that pops up, and I'm like, that Mission Impossible movie looks so good. Someone's like, you know he's a scientist. I'm like, yeah. Did Mission Impossible movie, he jumps out of a plane, though.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll hold it against him. I don't know. I don't know what'll happen if I ever hold this against him. I'd hold it against everyone else that I know is a Scientologist.
Eyes wide shut. That's
But I don't hold him being a Scientologist against him at all. It's probably pretty hypocritical, huh?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I mean...
I don't hold it against anybody. I mean, what does it matter?
I mean, the thing that
I think he's, like, complicit in probably the...
Yeah, he's so one of the top people that he's been. And also there's a bunch of weird shit with him. Like, didn't Katie Holmes have to escape with
but she did her own stunts. she was about to escape, but like, someone who looked like her fell out of the window instead.
There was that whole thing where, she was trapped in Michelle. He used to be married to Michelle Pfeiffer, right? Mm-hmm. And she helped Katie Holmes escape.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But the Mission Impossible trailer looks so good.
I mean,
good.
That sounds like a pretty good
movie. Did Nicole Kidman have to escape?
Yeah.
She's
Was it
tall.
Nicole Kidman? Not Michelle Pfeiffer.
Nicole Kidman, because then they were together for the Eyes Wide Shut movie.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was.
And,
yeah.
Who knows? Nice. It's crazy. But also, I don't think about it too much, and I stay happier than I would if I thought about it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, thinking never leads anywhere.
That is probably true.
Never leads anywhere good.
All right. So Dave's been
certainly
on podcast
not.
Before. Mm. But for you guys, I want to ask you a question that we ask people sometimes. What is you've never seen Top Gun. Babs, like, what's a big movie you've never seen? And then think about that. And then think about what's the worst movie you've watched the most times?
I don't think I've seen any of The Godfathers.
That one comes up all the time.
Wow.
No one watches The Godfather.
I think it's pretty good.
I haven't seen any of it.
I just don't think it's a movie for women.
Oh. Well,
like, now who's sexist?
Wow.
I just don't know what I would get out of that movie.
The movie where the title has Father and God in it?
Yeah, do you not believe in God?
I just, I don't know. I don't think it's ever been one where I'm like, oh, man, I think my life's worse for not seeing it. I got to see it.
Yeah. And then what's the worst movie you've spent the most time watching?
My family's favorite movie that I've probably watched the most is The Coneheads, which I don't know if, do people think that's a bad movie?
I think it's fine.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really funny.
I really like that. And then I really like Mouse Hunt. I will always watch that movie.
I've seen Mouse Hunt a bunch of times.
Who's in Mouse Hunt?
It's like
Nathan Lane.
Okay, I know Mouse Hunt. Yeah.
They're trying to restore the house, and the mouse is running amok.
Yeah.
It's the game Mousetrap as a movie. Right.
I never thought of it that way.
It's almost that one scene from Home Alone backwards.
Now you got to watch it again.
It's so much fun.
You got to watch it with this new lens.
Oh, man.
I feel like that movie probably is thought of as a shitty movie, but it's so much fun.
It ends with Nathan Lane holding his hands together like this and just diving headfirst into an empty pool. This is very much Mouse Hunt.
I had to stop watching it, you know, because the mouse is a Scientologist.
I understand. Specifically with you guys, I want to talk about how you guys were rewatching Survivor.
Yeah.
What season?
Oh,
how many
so
seasons
good.
Of Survivor have you guys spent this time
we've
watching?
Probably been to about six.
Six, yeah.
Which is what, like 28 episodes a season?
They go fast though. That's not 28.
Aren't they an hour each?
They're not 28.
Yeah, they go super fast.
They go the same speed as everything else.
I think the season's right? only like 15, 16 episodes.
Oh.
It's like not a lot.
So so it's only like 12 hours.
Yeah.
We're
only spending like 16 hours on a season, and we started watching it like 2 weeks ago.
Right,
so
you've only spent four days out of the last 20 days watching it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can see how that would go fast.
I mean, I think we talk about it a lot. I mean, there's a reason that it's been on TV so long, because it's such a good game.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever watched it?
I've seen Survivor.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first season is such an incredible, it's like a revelation.
Really?
And then that guy who won, Richard Hatch, won the first season of Survivor and then didn't report his $1 million on his taxes.
What?
What?
He won $1 million in like the most public victory of all time and then didn't say, I won $1 million on his taxes. He walked around naked. That was like his big, he psyched everyone out so much. People were like, I hate this guy and I'm going to vote for him to win. And he won. And then he just didn't report on his taxes that he won Survivor.
That's like the ultimate outwit, though.
Yeah.
And now he's in charge of the IRS. Yeah. That's how smart he is.
Yeah. Outwit, outplay, outlast. Yeah.
And now he's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But it's because there's got to be something to that. Because I think, you know, you're not watching The Godfather. You're not like watching like The Sopranos or one of these big, long, like epic television shows that changes people's lives.
Well, I know we were talking about how we haven't, like, we really enjoyed the first season of Westworld and we really like Silicon Valley, like all those new HBO shows that are back. We haven't even started watching the second season because we're so into Survivor.
Sure. How many seasons of it are there?
It's so crazy how many comedians have recently told me they got into Survivor. Is that all both your fault? Are you like pitching
it to
people?
No, we got into it because Mekki and Ismail told us about it. And I was like, whatever, these idiots.
They've told me that, and I'm like, yeah, no way I'm watching that. But now I guess I should.
It's great. I'd come over and watch Survivor sometime.
I'd love to.
Dave.
Can you pick it? If I haven't seen seasons 1 through 6, can I start on 7?
Yes.
I think you should start.
And
that was the biggest eye roll.
So how?
That's just, yes.
Well, I started watching it by myself because I thought it could be like my new show when Caleb's not there, you know? But then he got into
I was just walking behind the couch like, what are you watching, Survivor? And then like within 10 minutes I was
You have a beard 8 minutes later from watching it so long.
I just love all the lying and the deceiving and the backstabbing.
Do you get like favorites every season?
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't look up what's going to happen. Because you don't know any of the results.
You have to look up, like, if we're trying to figure out which season to watch next, we're like, best Survivor seasons, no spoilers. And then they like rank them all. Yeah.
So there's better... Have they ever introduced a gimmick that turned you off to a season where they're like trying to make it fresh?
Well, the gimmicks don't really matter. They only last so long. Like they did one where the tribes were broken up by race, where it was like
that only lasts so long.
But they only did it
200 years later. It'll come
first
back
time
around.
In history.
But they discontinued it so quickly because I think they didn't like where it was going.
Really?
Huh.
I can't see.
Where would that be?
Jeff was like, we're going to merge the tribes.
It was like two episodes, and they're like, okay, no. This was a bad idea.
But, who produced the show? Jim Crow, you said?
Yeah. We got to change this. It's episode 2, and the white people have already killed like half the others.
Yeah, it's like, just
because it's been on, it's like 20 seasons.
30.
Yeah, there's one on right
30?
Now.
Yeah, they used to do. They do like 2 a year.
When we watch them on Hulu, some of the seasons will have like the black strips on either side of the screen. You know, because they're just like so old.
Standard definition.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
But boy, it's so fun to. It's just like, and I was reading about it, and someone was like,
"You're reading about Survivor?"
Because some people are confused. They're like, "That's still on?" But they're like, "Yeah, it's a great. It's like asking if basketball is still on." It's like, of course, there's new people, and it's still a good game, and there's You know, you're not going to get, just because Michael Jordan's gone doesn't mean you don't watch basketball anymore, you know?
Sure.
Wow.
I've never thought about it like that, but that actually makes sense.
Yeah, it's a great, I think it's a really fun game, and it's fun to, and it's very fun to go, well, if I was there, I'd, you know, and it's like.
Oh, yeah, I've convinced myself I can be on Survivor now.
Yeah.
Well, you just said also made me think that I should try basketball again because I haven't watched since Michael Jordan
left. It's great.
It's crazy. One guy who
There's
plays
this new guy, LeBron James.
He actually, this LeBron James guy got a big contract and didn't put it on his taxes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it popped up very publicly.
I've heard a similar story recently.
That's crazy. Well, there's probably deja vu thing or something
totally.
Going on.
I take pills.
That's just so many episodes you knock out at once.
What was the Survivor reference in your script, Caleb?
Yeah, you even had...
Yeah, I wrote in a challenge.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's our favorite part of Survivor when it's a challenge. It's like a reward challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'll show the rewards and he'll be like, you know,
you'll get a spa day or something, and he'll be like, worth playing for. That's what Jeff Probst says.
And is he still the host?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's killing
it. He's got to be so rich.
Oh, man. He's so rich.
Jeff's a pretty attractive guy, I'll say.
Dude.
Caleb just took his shirt off.
Yeah, dude.
Can you please talk about how attractive he is as George W. Bush?
Yeah.
I don't think I can do a really good Bush.
No. Just do your. It was pretty good earlier until we picked it apart.
No, that's Bill Clinton. What he's doing.
Just do the voice you do.
Jeff Probst.
Can you do it? Can you do it as
totally.
Dave Ross?
Dude. This is a nightmare.
Jeff Probst sounds like every Who's Line actor's names combined into one. All right. Yeah, I want to hear Dave Ross talking about Jeff Probst by Caleb Sinan.
He's so hot!
I'm sitting in the studio, and I don't know who said that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've switched because, yeah, they both have glasses, so I haven't been able to pick it up yet.
What? Whoa! I do say what. It's true.
I do. I wasn't sure on the impression, then the words were so accurate.
Yeah, you said what, and I was like, that's me.
All right, both of you say what.
What?
This couldn't be further from the podcast, and it's so fun.
I feel like I should mention, though, that Caleb's alarm in the morning is now the Survivor theme song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Will we get in trouble for playing that?
No one with any clout has ever listened to this.
Well, it's the theme song. I forgot the name of the song, so I couldn't make the joke. It's all right.
It's okay. No, hold on. We'll play it back. Think of it. No. Take time and think of it. The song from what? Hold on, before this, what song?
Flight of the Valkyries.
Oh.
But I wake up to every morning.
Wow, that's hilarious.
It's a pretty good song.
Well, your alarm's going off right now.
I know.
You should get up.
You should wake up. This has been a dream so far. We haven't started your scene yet.
Well,
Have you seen Manila Sky?
It's the buzzing and the beeping and most people's alarms are a terrible way to start your day. So that one, I'm like, oh, all right, let's go.
It's like, yeah. Is today worth playing for?
Have any of you guys seen American Beastmaster? He's not the movie Beastmaster.
No. Wait, is that the obstacle course show?
Yes.
I love those, yeah.
Yeah, see, this is not the same thing as Survivor. It's definitely not
Hold on.
Great.
I haven't even heard of it.
It's Netflix's equivalent of American Ninja Warrior.
American Beastmaster.
American Beastmaster. And the beast is a, obstacle course they made,
and
right?
This is the one where they have the different countries in the commentary,
yes.
Right?
This sounds like someone who didn't pay attention trying to tell you about the other Harry Potter movies. she wrote some more of their movies. American Beastmaster, I think is what it's called.
It seems like an alien made a TV show. Right. This week on Earthmaster. Yeah.
Many Earth ones, such as I, compete. Is today a day of having four?
Have you been binging that?
Yeah,
though?
I watched it with Chris, Chris Charpentier, my roommate. Ironically, we were like, let's watch this stupid bullshit. And immediately we were sucked in. Because, yeah. I don't even know how they picked the countries, because it's only eight countries. It's America.
Yeah, it's the eight countries.
China, Italy, France. Mm-hmm.
That's all of them.
Yeah.
The UK and two others.
Which is,
Yeah, the only countries.
Right.
Yeah. And each country has their own two commentators,
mm-hmm.
but the American ones are the only ones that describe things, so the other countries are great. They're just cheering and doing handstands and shit. And the American commentators are Christy Stefano, who's a comic.
Yeah.
Oh, and wow. Yeah. And Tiki Barber. it's so just weird.
That's crazy. Two men with not that much in common who are shaped the same.
Yes. Yes. And it's funny, too, because Chris is pretty dark.
Yeah.
So every now and then he'll just say the darkest thing, and Tiki Barber's just like, what the?
I changed how I hold a football so I don't fumble more. That's all I remember about Tiki Barber.
You end up rooting for, you pick a country that episode. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You should watch it.
I've never seen American Ninja Warrior.
It's the same show.
Okay. I'll watch this one because I can watch them all at the same time.
Totally. Yeah.
I never know which of these to delve into. Netflix is too daunting now.
I think there's only one season of American Beastmaster. Hey, after this, just come over. We'll watch some Beastmaster together.
You're going to watch some ABM?
Chris and I call it Beastin.
ABM? Call it what?
Beastin. No, we don't.
Chris just texted me that you don't. Yeah. I don't even know how he heard that.
And he texted me, fuck you.
He's fast at texting. If there's one thing you get out of this, is that
and
Chris
a hearing.
Is really fast at. And This is fun.
I'm having a podcast.
I'm having a good time. We want to play some of these dumb games. You guys want to play some dumb games?
Hell yeah, dude.
So we got two games today. This first one is called Before and Afters. What we do is you take two movie titles and you mesh them into one movie title. I tell you the plot for that movie, and you have to guess what the title is. You guys familiar? Does this make sense?
This is the hardest game of all time.
So, like for instance,
can you see it in writing?
For instance, we always use this example. Like, if the plot to the movie was a trash compacting robot sells penny stocks and rips off people, it would be The Wolf of Wally Street.
Okay.
So we see.
Yeah. So really easy.
Dave has a track record of loving this game and being happier as the games go along.
Who was it? I think Hampton last time just got so mad.
He was so furious, and then he got one, and he was like, some of these are pretty good. He was like, I don't get it. I don't like it.
He couldn't figure out a single one, and he would be like, he would just literally say in the microphone, this is bullshit. This is fucking bullshit.
Then he guessed one, and he's like, some of them are pretty good, actually. Like, he like turned everything around. We got three of them. So we have roughly 150 before and afters were submitted by a fan of the show from upstate New York, Aaron, and cool. We appreciate that because it saved me. I kept meshing together the same movies, so these are great. So we got three of them today. This is your first one. I'll tell you the plot. You tell me the title to the movie. A popular ski resort in the 1930s is shocked when a guest dies mysteriously, and after receiving a priceless painting via the deceased guest's will, the concierge is the main suspect, since everyone else staying at the resort is a dog.
Can we talk it out loud?
Mm-hmm. Can you say it again?
No one can talk out loud.
Yeah.
It's a no-talking podcast.
Yeah.
Wait, can you...
Something about The Shining?
I thought it was The Shining.
A popular ski resort in the 1930s is shocked when a guest dies mysteriously. After they're receiving a priceless painting via the deceased guest's will, the hotel's concierge is the main suspect, since everyone else staying at the resort is a dog.
Hotel for Dogs.
Yeah, Hotel for Dogs, right.
Hotel Rwanda for Dogs?
No, wow, no.
Oh, Grand Budapest Hotel
for Dogs. The Grand Budapest Hotel for Dogs.
Oh. Yeah.
I like Hotel Rwanda for Dogs.
Well, have you seen Hotel Rwanda?
Yeah, I haven't seen Hotel for Dogs.
You know what? We're going to stop the podcast right now. You watch Hotel Rwanda and let me know if you like Hotel Rwanda for Dogs more.
Is it a bad hotel?
One star.
I would say second hardest hotel to leave after California.
Oh, no. I didn't know it was a bad hotel.
It's actually, if you think about it, a pretty good hotel.
I know. It's just so funny because it's like
the heaviest, saddest movie of all time.
What's so funny that you said that too is that I once, for a sketch, made a movie poster for a movie called Hotel for Dogs in Rwanda.
It would be like if you didn't know what Schindler's List was about, and you're like, lists are funny. Isn't this a good list?
Is it about BuzzFeed?
Yeah. Is the next one going to shock me?
Well, that was a good list.
15 Jews I want to live.
20 Jews as Disney princesses.
Hell yeah, dude. Okay. This game's fun.
Number two. As the Mayan kingdom begins to crumble, a peaceful hunter in a remote tribe breaks away from a chain gang to pursue freedom and the promise of a fortune in buried treasure.
Whoa. Say it again.
As the Mayan kingdom begins to crumble, a peaceful hunter in a remote tribe breaks away from a chain gang to pursue freedom and the promise of a fortune in buried treasure.
Breaks away from a chain gang.
What's
oh,
that?
Brother, we're Apocalypto.
Oh, switch it.
Apocalypto, brother, we're out there.
Yes. Good job.
That was really good.
That was great.
Yeah.
It was fun to hear you know you got it 90% of the way through saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three. An FBI agent decides to impersonate a Southern granny to help take down a terror-riddled home filled with twisted murderers bent on adding more bodies to their collection.
Wait, one more time?
An FBI agent decides to impersonate a Southern granny to help take down a terror-riddled home filled with twisted murderers bent on adding more bodies
to their
collection.
Is that the Martin Lawrence movie?
Big Mama's House on the Hill?
Close.
Or Big Mama's House...
Big Mama's House Party?
No.
What's the... It's like 13 bodies or something?
There's like 1,000 of them.
Big Mama's House of a Thousand Corpses.
Big Mama's House of a Thousand Corpses. That one sounds fun. That's one I would watch.
Yeah, Big Mama's House,
Big Mama's House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah, big corpses.
Good job, Aaron, from upstate New
Those
York.
Those are great. They're great.
Yeah, was it Aaron Sorkin?
Yes.
He lives in upstate New York and he loves this podcast.
Good job, Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah, a lot of things have fallen into place.
I love the idea that Aaron Sorkin's like,
you have
can say my
fans.
Name on the podcast. And Kevin just, Kevin.
That's fine. You can't even say my name on the podcast.
Yeah, and Tom Skerritt over here. it was like Aaron emailed us.
Yeah, big thanks to A, who says he's a writer in upstate New York. I don't know, he found me on some social network and sent me all these things.
He calls himself Wes Wing?
Oh,
spit take.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is literally the coffee in my hand now.
Oh, boy.
He calls himself. Well, let's think of Aaron Sorkin's name for all of his movies if he did.
If he was a character in them?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, I'm Wes Wing.
I'm Wes Wing. Hey, my name's Fack E. Book.
Yeah. Yeah, hi, I'm Stu. Stu D-O-60.
Hi, my name's Newt's Room.
Newt's Room. Newt's
Room.
Yes, yes,
room. My name's Newt's Room.
Hi, I'm Michael Clayton. I don't think he made Michael Clayton.
These are me and my friends. We're a few good men.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Matthew Goodman.
I can't think of any more Sorkin stuff.
Well, this should be its own game.
Yeah.
Aaron Sorkin's name game.
Yeah, the Aaron Sorkin's name game.
The Aaron Sorkin's name game.
You should do it.
We'll call it Aaron from upstate New Yorkin. all right, next game. This is called I'm Out of Breath. This is the first time I've had fun in like 3 years.
What's fucked up is that I know that's true.
Yeah. Well, what happened 3 years ago?
I don't know. I was writing the jokes for
Lost
the podcast.
Lost his virginity. I don't know.
I didn't have a comeback, so I thought I would make that noise until I had a comeback, and then I ran out of breath.
Yeah, you're a horse?
All right, this game is called Three Tracks. This game has gotten feedback. You were here for the inaugural Three Tracks, I believe, where we play three audio from three movie scenes simultaneously, and you have to guess the three movies. You can just say them out loud while it's playing. This game has gotten us feedback such as, I skipped this part, and it's too loud.
Aaron Sorkin doesn't like this game.
These games make me so nervous. Like, I feel like they're timed or something.
Yeah, we were going to call this one Either Orkin, but we decided...
I like it.
So here's the three movies. You can just call them out as you guess what they are.
Oh, in here, Dr. Connors.
I want you to tell me something about one of your black friends.
Sir, yes, sir! A room with a flu, sir! And I noticed that he wears those leopard-spotted underwear, bikini style, sir!
Okay, maybe...
Gentlemen. What seems to be the problem?
That's Sherry Harris, sir.
Fractured tibia about 5 inches below the toe.
The ring was made.
And what does the railroad do after high school?
I don't know.
Dr. Harris.
Go to college and all that, I guess.
You concur.
What about you? You going to go to college?
Concur with
not me, what, coach. Sir? I'm a brainiac like Rev.
Do I hear Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans?
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of.
Well, there's a basketball accident.
Other than the fugitive?
No.
Self-aware.
So concur. I like that. Concur. I think we should take an x-ray, then stitch him out and put him in a walking cast.
These both sound very heavy.
Yeah, I mean, there's some sort of hospital stuff going on.
It's not.
It's not, okay.
What kind of music does he have?
Oh, me and Rev both dig on the Temptations. Really? I know you want to leave me.
That's Remember the Titans.
That's Remember the Titans.
Yeah, I can't tell what the other two are.
Yeah, not at all.
Ooh. Is it like a zombie movie?
There's a war movie?
No.
Cop movie?
Stop big.
Anybody else?
Connors is
not his real name.
Connors.
The ring must be destroyed. No volunteers.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
I knew that we'd eventually get to that part.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Okay, so we got two.
Sauron takes back what is
The other one he was talking about concurring.
Tortilla?
Concurring?
No. Each one of you.
Is that like Arrival or something?
Mm-mm.
Who's Dr. Dr. Connors? Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Titanic?
No. Is Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's no way I would have.
Where he's like, do you concur? And he asked, like, okay.
Is that a famous scene from the movie?
Yeah, I mean, as far as from the famous scenes in Catch Me If You Can.
He was a doctor in that scene.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one where he has, like, multiple identities, right?
Bunch of jobs.
Yeah.
That's the one where he works real hard. Yeah. That's what we like to call it.
Good movie to watch about hard work.
Yeah.
For sure.
And doesn't he now, like, isn't he still alive and, like,
I think he works
and,
for the government or something.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
I was thinking,
isn't he still alive? I don't want to look it up because I don't want to be wrong, but isn't Leonardo DiCaprio still alive?
Yeah, probably.
That was fun.
That was a good one.
Okay.
I did enjoy that.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't guess any of them.
Yeah, it all sounds more, I guess the doctor scene out of context, it could be like a doctor movie.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, it's definitely a doctor scene.
Yeah.
Well, I was like trying to think of who is Connors. I was like, Phil Connors? That's Groundhog,
Groundhog Day.
Phil? Yeah.
And then I was like thinking about Groundhog Day.
It's funny to watch people like lean to listen to different parts of it. Like I see, like you guessed, what was the first one you guessed? Lord of the Rings.
Remember the Titans.
I have to remember the Titans. Then I can see people like trying to hear differently. It's interesting. Anyways, we got one more little thing here for this episode. This is called product placement. What we do is we take a scene from a famous movie and we add very blatant product placement to part of that. And then it kind of, so this is from Glengarry Glen Ross. And we got everyone cast out here on their parts at the top. I'll be doing the stage directions. And Dave.
Sweet. Are you Glengarry?
He's Glengarry Dave Ross. We don't actually have a scene. This was all for that
bit. That'd be a fun poster. They're all over your face.
I'm considering doing, and I don't want to give too much away. I'm considering doing, I wrote a play called Glengarry Glen Beck, and it is all this movie, but with Fox pundits.
Oh,
and I think
great.
We might end up doing that around here at some point.
Glengarry Glen Beck.
So this is, I think, Dave, at the top of yours, I think you're playing Blake. Does that say that?
The top of mine is this.
Yeah, it says Dave Ross and Blake.
Oh, yeah. I thought, yes, right.
Yeah.
Come on,
no,
Dave.
But I thought you were saying that Blake was the first person to talk.
Oh, no. And who are you guys playing?
I'm Moss and Aronow.
Yeah, so you can tell it's Aaron Sorkin where he's got these weird names.
Aronow.
Moss.
I'm Aronow.
I'm Williamson and Levine?
Yeah.
Adam Levine?
Yep. All right, so this is product placement. Glengarry Glen Ross. Angle. Their POV. First of all, it's like, how pretentious is a guy when you write this? Or is it? Anyways, angle, their POV, Williamson at the end of the office in front of a huge blackboard talking to a man, Blake, very prosperous, in his mid-40s, dressed in an extremely expensive suit.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't like the whole thing, you know, because all I need is a lead and they won't give out the...
Sound of a door opening. Angle, Aronow and Levine, look around. Moss is coming in the door, getting out of his coat.
Uh-huh, the rich get richer. That's the law of the land. Who belongs to the...
Angle, Williamson and the man at the blackboard. Close up to the front row. Camera follows.
Is it 7:30?
He closes the front door. Angle, Aaron... This guy wrote a really easy movie to direct. Angle, Aronow and Levine. Aronow leans over and nods towards the stranger with Williamson.
So who's that?
Levine shrugs. He doesn't know. He walks around the rear door, closes it just as Moss is entering.
And where is Mr. Roma?
Well, I'm not a leash, so I don't know, do I?
Blake, at the front hall, speaks. Williamson looks out the back door, closes it.
Let me have your attention for a moment.
Angle, we see Blake at the front of the room.
Because you're talking about, what you're talking about, bitching about that sale you shot, some son of a bitch don't want to buy land, somebody don't want what you're selling, some broad you're trying to screw, so on. Let's talk about something important. Are they all here?
All but one.
Well, I'm going anyway. Let's talk about something important.
Levine gets up, walks to a side table on which there's a coffee urn. He starts to take a cup of coffee.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm fucking with you? I am not fucking with you. I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray. And I'm here on a mission of mercy. Your name's Levine? You call yourself a salesman? You son of a bitch.
Moss gets up and starts for the door.
I don't have to listen to this shit.
You certainly don't, pal, because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you got all of you've got just 1 week to regain your jobs, starting with tonight. Starting with tonight, oh. Have I got your attention now? Good, because we're having a little contest.
He takes some orange lead 5x7 index cards out of his briefcase.
We're going to have a little sales conference, and the fellow with the highest sales by the 30th wins first place. First place is a Cadillac Eldorado. You want to see second prize?
He reaches into his briefcase, takes out a packaged set of Japanese steak knives.
Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. But second prize is Zen steak knife set, complete with sharpener and a chef-acclaimed VG10 utility knife.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak? The fucking leads are weak? You're weak. Weaker than normal... Weaker than the normal stainless steel blades on your steak knives at home. Weaker than a typical blade gets over time after use.
What's your name?
Fuck you, that's my name.
Whoa.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Honda to get here tonight. I drove a $60,000 BMW. That's my name. You can't close? Cut through the walls the customer is putting up. Cut through them like a Zen butcher's knife cuts through anything with the precision of a laser.
He starts to write on a blackboard. He writes huge in chalk, ABC.
ABC. A, always. B, C, cutting. Always be cutting.
He then writes AIDA.
AIDA. Attention, interest, decision, a knife.
That's the end. That's the end.
Wow, that was great, then.
Oh, it was such a long scene. I remember it being so short. And that's like, that's 5% of it.
But it was funny.
Good scene.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for doing the podcast and everything.
What a pod. I loved it. I'm horny.
Okay.
Horny.
Horny. Hey, open.
Hey, are you horny?
Knife with no K. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Are you horny? Thanks for
I'm horny.
If you guys want to tell everyone what you got going on, where to find you and everything like that, you can tell them about yourselves.
Cool. Well, check me out. I have a podcast. It's called The Joe Rogan Experience. Check it out. It's on YouTube.
I love your show.
I never knew how to I never knew how to act around women until I listened to your show.
Yeah. That's right.
I didn't know that talking could be push-ups.
I really never knew I could listen to a podcast through a needle. Who knew I could inject education? Thank you guys for doing the show.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thanks. Yeah, you can find me on the 102nd season of Survivor Buffalo.
I'm horny, so you can find me on Pornhub.
Great. Thank you guys for listening. You can follow the show on Twitter and Facebook and Never Seen It Show on both of those there, Instagram as well. And once again, if you like it and you want to get a little bit more, we actually have a script that Caleb wrote for Grease that is going to be an episode soon on our Patreon page. It's patreon.com/neverseenit, patreon.com/neverseenit.
Rosane.
So check that out. And yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. There's a
It's a good show.